This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A new Denver program aims to prepare asylum seekers for the American workforce. CPR's Paolo Schultz reports.
Arrivals of new immigrants to the city have slowed, allowing Denver's Human Services Division to focus on long-term housing, workforce training, and food assistance. Part of that new strategy is Work Ready Denver. About 350 asylum seekers will attend English, workers' rights, and industry-specific classes over the next 6 months. The city expects 70% of those in the program will end up employed full-time, earning at least $20 an hour. I'm Paolo Schultz, CPR News.
The U.S. Senate fell short of advancing a bill to protect access to in vitro fertilization nationwide, a policy that both of Colorado's senators support. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
In a 48-47 vote, the Right to IVF Act failed to move forward on the Senate floor. It needed 60 votes to advance. Both Democratic Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper voted to proceed. All but two Republicans voted against it. Hickenlooper and his wife Robin used IVF to conceive their son. Hickenlooper said on the Senate floor that to restrict the opportunity for IVF in some states but not others is anti-American. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Aurora is temporarily allowing its residents to buy and set off certain types of fireworks. The city is lifting its Stage 1 fire restrictions through July 4th. However, city officials still remind people that fireworks can cause injuries and fires and should only be used with caution. The state bans fireworks that leave the ground or explode, including rockets, Roman candles, and cherry bombs. Colorado Springs saw a record high of 97 degrees today. This is CPR News.